By early 2017, a senior FBI official was lamenting that the Bureau had botched an opportunity to question Mr. Kilimnik while he was in Washington for Mr. Trump's inaugural. Prosecutors have also scrutinized the effort by Mr. Manafort and Mr. Kilimnik to drum up political consulting business with Kremlin-aligned political figures in Ukraine and Russia who were pushing plans to end the simmering conflict between the countries. Those so-called peace plans could have resulted in the easing of sanctions imposed on Russia by the United States, a policy shift to which Mr. Trump had signaled an openness during the campaign, and one that would have been a major foreign policy victory for the Kremlin. In many ways, Mr. Kilimnik is an unlikely figure for such a pivotal role in an investigation that has shaped Mr. Trump's presidency. To some of those he encountered, he was an impish, 5-foot-tall cynic whose American associates nicknamed him Carry On or KK, and who was rejected for a job with an oil company in Moscow in late 2003 or early 2004 because he was seen as too meek. At the same time, he did little to diffuse long-running suspicions that he was a Russian agent, and his involvement in discussions related to back-channel peace negotiations between Ukraine and Russia attracted attention from President Barack Obama's National Security Council, which saw him as a functionary for oligarchs working to sell out Ukraine to Moscow's benefit, a former United States official said. Mr. Kilimnik, 49, who has Russian citizenship, now lives in Moscow. He is unlikely to ever face obstruction of justice charges that the special counsel brought against him and Mr. Manafort, and the once chatty operative who was known for kibitzing with reporters, diplomats, and political consultants over WhatsApp and in the bar at the Hyatt Hotel in Kiev has gone dark. There was talk of him being related to Russian intelligence agencies going far back as the 1990s, said Michael R. Caputo, who traveled in the same circles as Mr. Kilimnik when both worked in the Moscow offices of American pro-democracy groups in the years after the fall of the Soviet Union. In Kiev, Mr. Kilimnik became a valued source for the political staff of the United States Embassy because he did not try to sugarcoat the financial motivations of the oligarchs who funded the political parties for which he worked, said David A. Merkel, who handled Ukraine issues as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for President George W. Bush. The idea that he is some master spy seems hard to fathom, said Mr. Merkel, who was Mr. Kilimnik's boss at one of the pro-democracy groups. I find it much more likely that these guys were pursuing business interests without regard to core patriotic beliefs.